Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our un-geeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And Frank, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy
it's 2015.
Year.
Cheers.
It is 2015. Cheers yes. to you, my friend.
First new podcast of the new year.
Of the new year. And we're going to kick this off by talking about what we're drinking.
Yes. It's still winter. So I am drinking a Harpoon Brewery UFO Gingerland, their gingerbread inspired beer.
And I am drinking a Harpoon Winter Warmer, which is, in fact, warming my heart. It could be heartburn.
Oh. We probably got that checked out.
Yeah.
Do you
have some Tums?
I do.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, great. It.
Yeah.
All right.
We're all set.
We'll get them later.
All right, cool.
So today we're going to be talking about what we're expecting in the new year to roll things off, the things that we are most excited for, maybe some of our resolutions. And then we'll take it from there. Pretty easy peasy. And so if you had to choose one geeky thing that you are nerdy about this coming year, what's it going to be?
Star Wars. Come on.
Yeah. Star Wars. Which is really, it is like 11 months away from now.
I know. But it's still 2015. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's actually closer to 12 months away.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Just under 12 months away.
Yeah, no, I'm super pumped for Star Wars. Oscar Isaac just posted online. He said all those fan theories, they're way off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said no one's even close.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
That makes me happy.
Good.
Yeah, that makes me really happy. I mean, he could also be saying that to throw everyone off the scent. But.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I would think they would say nothing rather than being like, no, you're all wrong. Although J.J. Abrams did tell us that Khan was not Khan.
Right,
so.
But he does regret it. He did say that.
He did say it. I did hear that.
Yeah,
yes.
He said that I shouldn't have done it that way. He said it wasn't worth it. So I don't think he's going to ride that horse twice.
I agree. Yeah. No, if he regretted doing it last time.
Yeah. I agree. So you're excited for Star Wars?
I'm excited for Star Wars, yeah.
No, that's exciting. Maybe Star Wars is my number one. I was thinking about this. Star Wars might be my number one because as excited as I am for Age of Ultron.
Yeah, that'd be probably my number two.
For Ant-Man, for all the Marvel movies, I guess. As excited as I am for those, I've seen Marvel movies already.
Right.
Well, not that I haven't seen
Star
Wars.
And I've never
movies.
Seen a Star Wars movie. Before,
no, this is brand new to me. Yeah. I've never seen a J.J. Abrams Star Wars movie you know, old Harrison Ford being grumpy, you know.
And we haven't seen a new Star Wars movie in 10 years.
Right, exactly.
There will be 10 years by the time this comes out.
By the time this comes out, right. Yeah. And so when I see a new Marvel movie two or three times a year.
Right. And not that we don't enjoy it.
No, I
look forward to it, you know.
Look forward to those movies like nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
But I know to expect. It's Avengers 2. I know to expect. It's going to be a caliber movie.
Yeah.
The whole team's back.
Yep.
The stakes are raised, like all that stuff. I just saw, this is potential spoiler in there, but there was some, maybe not, so skip forward like 30 seconds, but this is not really that much of a spoiler, but it was a little description of Vision and Ultron online from some promotional art that was officially released, so I can't imagine that it's that, you know, that secret and hidden, but I guess Bruce Banner has been living in Avengers Tower.
Got it.
Like he does have that his own lab, and he and Stark create the Vision together.
Nice.
And that Ultron is originally a computer virus that came down with the Chitauri.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I like that. That was fiddled with by Stark, which I thought was a nice way to combine that together and make maybe the Chitauri seem like a more credible threat than they could have been otherwise.
That's really
monkeys.
Cool.
Yeah. So no, I'm looking forward to both of those. I would say Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, but that's 2016.
That's next year, yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be more nerd movies coming out that I'm just totally blanking on.
Oh yeah, I mean, right I mean, now. There's a lot. But I mean, even aside from movies, I haven't yet seen Agent Carter on TV. I'm excited for that.
That's true. When this airs, I'm excited for Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Well, you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So. That show has been, for every time we talked about this, every time I watch the show, I'm like, this show is great. And then after, when I'm like in the middle of the week, I'm like, that show, why don't I like that show? And then I let it build up on the DVR and I'm watching it. I'm like, this show is really good. Like, why do I keep thinking that it's mediocre?
I know. We've talked about this. Yeah. I do the same thing. I let episodes pile up because I'm like, oh, I don't really, I mean, I like that show, but I don't love that show. And then I watch two or three that are piled up on the DVR and I'm like, oh man, like, yeah, well, I've been missing out.
Like the show. Yeah.
I never let it go more than like 3 weeks, maybe a month.
Me either. Just 2 to 3 episodes. Tops.
Usually 2 or 3 episodes. Yeah.
But I was so intrigued by the end of the mid-season finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that I'm like a little bit like, no, Agent Carter, get out of my way. I know. Even though I am excited for Agent Carter.
I am too. Yeah. And the preview footage that they've shown us looks really, really cool. Good.
Yeah. I love that era.
Me too.
You know? And so.
And they do it really well.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks cool. And there's a lot of Marvel Cinematic Universe tie-in to it that it's, you know, it's. Well, I mean, there's Howard Stark in it.
Yep, of course.
There's Peggy. But I guess the main crux of it is, remember in Iron Man 2, it's Ivan Vanko's father who's like, oh, the Stark family.
Yes,
it took my stuff. It took my birth. I want my birth. Give me my birth and my father. And so blah, blah, blah. But I guess the plot revolves around, like, Howard allegedly taking, the Vanko stuff and, like, whatever that is, has been a little vague right now. But, like, that's cool cinematic tie-in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for Agent Carter. I'm also excited for Flash and Arrow to return if we're going to go on TV because they were excellent mid-season finales.
Fantastic.
I am
fantastic. Both of those shows.
We don't really talk about them on air too much, but freaking love The Flash. Such a great show. Although I liked Arrow's mid-season finale better. It left me more intrigued.
Yeah, it was. Yes. Okay, yes. But overall, I like Flash more as a show. I enjoy it on a different level than I enjoy Arrow. I really do enjoy Arrow, too. Flash really speaks to me. I don't know. I guess that is like the more like upbeat, hopeful superheroes. Thus my love for Superman, but I really love what they're doing with this version of Flash. And I loved the crossover episodes with Arrow.
Oh, those were
so good.
So good. So good. This is a little on the kind of geeky side, but not really, and it's not because it's an offbeat film. Have you seen the trailer for Mordecai?
Yeah, I just saw it a few days ago.
Did you really?
A week ago?
Yeah.
For the first time? Looks so good.
Looks great. It looks hysterical. And it's right up Johnny Depp and Gwyneth Paltrow and,
Gwyneth Paltrow, yeah, that's right.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
And more people. William Hunt, Jeff Goldblum, Paul Bettany.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I miss Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. And they're just all, it just looks like it. It looks like Johnny Depp being weird, and I haven't seen a good movie with him being weird in a while. He's been in stuff. Well, that's not true. He was weird in Into the Woods, and I quite enjoyed that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. But I also knew what kind to expect from that part because I was in the show. Right. And so it's a little different. I am excited about the 50 Shades of Grey movie. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I am excited for the SpongeBob movie. It does look a little funnier than I wanted to admit to myself as
I haven't seen a trailer yet. I've seen other promotional stuff, but I haven't seen a trailer yet.
Trailer looks funny. I'm excited. I'm also excited for Kingsman.
I was just going to say that.
Is that what
next.
You were going to say?
Yes.
All right. Kingsman. Yeah. I'm excited for Kingsman. Like, because every time I see a preview for it, I'm like, yeah, I really want to see that.
Did the trailer air during Gotham? Like during the Gotham premiere or something?
Maybe a new one did, but the first time I saw it was in theaters.
Okay. I saw it definitely on TV. I want to say it was during Gotham.
Another show I'm excited to come back.
Me too. Me too. But maybe a little less so than like Arrow or Flash.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it quite as much. Not in the same way. But I do enjoy it. Mm. Anyway. Yeah, Kingsman. I saw the preview.
Yeah.
I think it was during Gotham. And yeah, that was, oh, that looks so cool.
It's just got a lot of cool Brits doing cool stuff. It looks hyper violent.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the source material.
It's a Mark Millar.
I know.
It's his own print
okay.
story, what his little Millar universe.
He does a lot of creator own stuff.
Yeah, now. That's his big, that's his thing now. Yeah. Well, the thing with that is that, like, when he releases them, he rarely says how long they're going to be,
right.
or if it's a full series, or if it's a mini series, whatever. Right. So you kind of just get them. Think, is it going to continue? Oh wait, it's 4 months late. Mm-hmm. Like so, I only like reading those collected, and I haven't read Kingsman yet.
Neither have I. Yeah, I wasn't even familiar with it.
I had heard of it, and then I think it's called The Secret Service.
Okay,
or it's just Secret Service for his book. Kingsman is the movie edition.
Got it.
Yeah. But anyway. Have you seen, this is coming out in March, have you seen a preview for Cinderella, Kenneth Branagh's Cinderella?
Yeah. I saw it when I saw Into the Woods.
Yeah, okay.
And it looks really good, actually.
It looks really good.
I'm usually kind of skeptical about those types mm-hmm. of things, but it actually looks quite good. It's a live action remake of Cinderella, retelling of Cinderella.
Yeah.
Made by Disney. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's going to take some inspiration from the original Disney version, but... you know, they're not afraid to do their own thing, and it actually looks really good.
It looks really good. Although when I was sitting there, I saw Into the Woods on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. I have a small family, and we all wanted to see it, and so we were kind of done with Christmas, and we're like, hey, we're going to see Into the Woods. Let's go.
Sure.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting next to somebody, and at the end of it, we kind of look at each other. I'm like, well, I think I just saw the whole movie.
Yeah.
Because it in sequential order, it tells you it's the beginning all the way to the end.
It does have the beginning, middle, and end of the story. You're right. Yeah.
And so, but it looks really pretty, so yes. I would really like to see it. And I like Kenneth Branagh. And Rob Stark is in it, which I liked because I was like, he's alive.
Yes.
that's where he went to be a prince somewhere else. I guess let's just go. I mean, I have other films I want to see, so let's just go down this list while we're at it, and then we'll hop on to other topics.
Sure.
Okay. Have you seen a preview for In the Heart of the Sea?
No.
It's the true story of the whale ship Essex. And this is, I mean, spoilers from 200 years ago, so, you know, be prepared. The whale ship Essex left from Nantucket and was attacked by a sperm whale. This before Moby, it was the inspiration for Moby Dick.
Oh, got
basically.
It.
And the crew gets marooned and has to turn to cannibalism to survive. The book is by Nathaniel Philbrick. It's a really good book. It's really intense. And the movie is a Ron Howard with Chris Hemsworth and Cillian Murphy.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see that.
Definitely.
I am, of course, looking forward to Jurassic World.
I was going to say that has to make the list. Yep.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely looking forward to Jurassic World. Terminator Genesis.
I don't know why they're calling it that.
Genesis.
I'm a big fan of the Terminator franchise. I really am.
Yeah, see, I really only like the second one.
Okay, yeah. fair. I really enjoy the franchise. Terminator 3, meh. I like it, don't love it. First, 1 and 2, love them both, can watch them anytime.
Mm-hmm.
3, not so much. Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, a TV show, was a huge fan of that show, was devastated when it got canceled.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then Terminator Salvation, I thought was good, not great. So
it was okay.
Yeah,
it
was
really
okay.
Feel like a Terminator movie.
Yeah, it didn't really. I didn't mind Christian Bale though at all.
No, I didn't.
I had no problem with him. It was just the story that I wasn't a huge fan of.
I recently just read an interview with him, or listened to an interview with him, and he talked about that movie because the infamous like screaming and mm-hmm. all of that stuff. And he didn't really talk about that, but he did brush them, like, say, like, when you're on set, I expect everyone to be professional.
Sure.
Like, I'm bringing, like, I'm going to do my job. Everyone should also be there to do their jobs.
Right.
And so whatever that blow was, like, I'm kind of almost on his side, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really know the full story. That,
but no.
No, yeah, right, exactly. Yelling it may not be the right solution, but
right.
He might have been, like, kind of in the right for all we know.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. And so I just totally lost my train of thought.
Anyway, yeah. Salvation wasn't a great movie, but I'm hoping Genesis, you know, kind of does better.
Me too.
I have high hopes.
There are a couple more. We can keep going, but let's move on to other things. Fantastic Four. I haven't seen anything. I'm curious.
We haven't seen much at all.
Nothing.
Other than the cast
and a couple of leaked things, which are really hard to judge anything by. So the cast, I'm looking forward to Pan that like. Just because the, have you seen the trailer of that?
I haven't, but I've seen stuff for it.
Yep, curious about that. The new Pixar movie, Inside Out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that does look really good.
Yeah.
That does look really good.
Looks cute. Peanuts, Spectre.
Know,
yeah.
Spectre.
Spectre, keep pointing at me.
I was actually just looking up to see if it's coming out in 15 or 16.
It's the end of 15.
End of 15, November.
Yeah.
I am very excited for Spectre. Because I really, really, really hope that Christoph Waltz ends up being Blofeld.
Yeah.
Which I think he will.
I just heard, I think today, that apparently they're still like going through some, like they're writing as they go.
Rewrites, yeah.
Yeah, which I mean.
And they are filming, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They only started last week, the week before, something like that. Maybe 3 weeks ago now.
Okay.
And it's hard to tell with the Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, Lord of the Rings was doing rewrites when they went to, and those movies won, you know, Oscars.
Yeah, all sorts of Oscars.
All sorts of Oscars and all the other awards. So there's a lot of stuff coming out I'm really excited to see. But outside of the realm of film and even television, what else are you excited for? What about even you personally?
Me personally? I'm excited for lots of things. I'm excited for this show to keep growing and for us to keep growing our audience and all the exciting stuff we've been hearing from people and to keep
exciting stuff we've been hearing from people reminds me I finally watched that Inside Out documentary. Not the Inside Out documentary,
the voice.
Yeah, I know that voice. It was awesome.
Let's come back to that later.
Okay.
I want to come back to that later.
Okay.
But yeah, that'll be really good in a little bit. So just a few minutes. But I'm excited for this show to grow. I'm excited to maybe do some more podcasts as the year goes on. Hopefully, you know, we've got some irons on the fire. Hopefully that some of those will pan out.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for, just in my personal life, I'm going to keep doing my photography. not really, like, you know, so it's like my hobbies and kind of keep those growing. And who doesn't want to lose the usual 20 pounds? All that.
Right. Yeah. Cause of course, I would love to lose 20 pounds.
We all would.
Yeah. Actually, I would just like to lose the love sides.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily care about how heavy I am. I just want to, you know, there's different.
Just the extra baggage.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. I want the extra baggage.
Same.
I don't really care about the rest, but you know what? I go to the gym. It's fine.
There you go.
There you go.
What else are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to Europe. Just being there.
That's right.
Being cool. And just Europe being in the state.
Oh, Europe existing.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
Europe
existing. Yeah.
I'm really excited about Europe just being there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm also going to be there.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, I know.
Weird.
Yeah, I'm going to about 5 countries in April.
World traveler over here.
I know. So in April, you can expect probably the same amount of Beer of Geeks. So I'll do a podcast with you while I'm there.
That would be fun.
Probably wouldn't happen, but
no.
But
we can pre-record some while you're still home, and we can maybe make it so it's uninterrupted while you're
there. That's a good idea.
We should
record a couple in advance. What a great idea. Okay, so I am excited. I'm excited for that. I am friggin' determined to learn how to play guitar in 2015.
Are you?
I have like
that's a good goal.
So I have the guitar.
Yeah,
I know a little bit of it already. But I already play the ukulele, I have the piano, I have the organ, I have the clarinet. But the guitar eludes me.
And you play the ukulele, which is fairly similar.
Fairly similar, yeah. So Yeah, it just for some reason. Actually, it's funny. I was at work, and I have it at work. For you know the reasons, and the reasons, so I had to stay late at work for a meeting. Was that like 7? So or practice or something. And so I'm like sitting. So I'm playing it in my room because it's like 6 o'clock at night. Nobody's in the building.
Right.
And so I'm playing it, and from down the hall I hear, "Hello," and my boss walks in, and he was like, "Oh, you play guitar?" And I was like, "I sort of. I mean, I could play the ukulele chords on a guitar, and then play only these 4 bottom strings, and it sounds like I play guitar." And he's a musician himself, and he was like, the guitar just always eludes me. Like, it's just like when he has one, he's like, I just can't get my fingers to do that what it is. And I was like, oh, well, we play piano. We're soft. Right. You know, like, you know, our fingers
tickle
don't,
the ivories.
Yeah, our fingers don't hurt after, right. You know. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
Yeah. And a couple of things. I know friends who are my sister's getting married,
of course,
in 2015. I'm looking forward to that, you know, personal stuff. Yeah. So that's going to be very exciting. So it's going to be a very good year.
I should hope.
Yeah. Yeah. I would hope so. There are a couple of the, what would I say? Fandomy type things that I would like to accomplish. In 2015, I am determined to like Doctor Who in 2015.
That's right.
I am determined. Oh, I watched 3 Matt Smith episodes
Nice.
Yep. Because I wanted, it was a couple days before Christmas, and I wanted something Christmassy, and I was really running out of low on Netflix stuff, and I wanted to save some stuff to watch with the family and whatever else. And so I was like, I will put on the Snowman episode of Doctor Who because Ian McKellen does the voice. And that was the episode with Clara and like all that stuff. And I was like, oh, I know her because I watched the first episode of season 8.
That's right.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed the episode.
Oh, good.
And so then I've just kept watching from that point. I haven't gone backwards. I'm like, I'm not going to break the streak. This is what I like. So I'm just going to keep rolling with it from here.
Nice.
And then maybe one day I'll go back.
Right.
But
nice.
Yeah. So that's kind of 3 episodes.
Nice. Good. Yeah. I'm glad. Yeah. Maybe this will work out for you this year.
Maybe it will. I mean, I would like to be counted amongst the Whovians.
It would be nice. Mm. We would love to have you.
I just trickled beard down my chin.
That's okay.
And
it looks good there.
Yep. That's what Whovians do, right? Yep. I'm just trying to fit in.
Yeah. That's okay. Yes, sure.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I forgot to mention.
You do it for years.
No. You have, yes. That's what beards are for. You're just saving it for later. One thing I forgot to mention that I am very much looking forward to this year is I'm going to Star Wars Celebration Anaheim.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And we were really talking about Star Wars.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, as you should be.
Yeah.
I think they said that the season 2
of Rebels
is going to premiere at Anaheim.
I believe it will, yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll be able to get into that. From what I don't know. It sounds like this is a very different kind of convention, the way Lucas film runs it.
Okay.
And it's very different. It sounds like it's very different from Comic-Con, the Comic-Cons we've been to, because it seems like they just plan for more people to be able to get into a lot of these things.
Oh, that's good.
it sounds like.
Not that Comic-Con doesn't plan for people, right. but you got to work to the space you're provided.
Yeah, exactly. You work with the space you're provided, and everyone is there for different things, whereas Star Wars Celebration, we're all there for the same thing. We're there for the same reason.
Right.
We're there for Star Wars.
Right.
You know, Comic-Con, everyone's there for, this person's here for Star Wars, this person's here for Marvel movies, this person's here for, you know, Bravo to announce their new reality show, like whatever. Like, right. Everyone's
there for... Everybody's there.
God forbid someone's there for comic books. Like,
yeah, right.
So...
San Diego's not really for comic books anymore.
Exactly. But
New York's for comic books.
New York is more for comic books, that's right. But yeah, this is much more, focused. So I think they make sure that there's more room. Maybe not everyone gets in, but it may not be as hard to get in line, wait, sit through like a lot of panels till you get to the panel you want to get to, that kind of thing. Although at Comic-Con, they don't, at San Diego, they empty the hall after every panel, but you know what I mean?
Right.
So hopefully I will be able to get into such things and report back.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
No, that would be great.
Yeah.
I would love for you to report back. It reminded me when we were talking about Comic-Con. I'm very excited for Netflix's Daredevil.
Yes.
And amongst all the other Marvel Netflix shows that are coming out. But that was something that like eluded me for a second, and then I thought about it. I am very excited
me
for
too.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it should be good. I'm interested to see how they get him out of the black suit.
It might have been Jeff Loeb that just said that the season one is about the rise of the villain and the hero. Yeah, and so maybe he doesn't really get it until the end of the season.
That's okay. I'm interested to see how it happens.
At least I know that he's getting it, so I'm good. Yeah. I just don't want the show to bomb.
And then we never see
it. And then you never see it. That would bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even if it happens at the very end of the first season, we'll see. It's on Netflix. We'll see the whole season. So at the very least, we'll see the end of that season.
That's
we'll
true.
See but something,
that's,
but it's not
like
the same.
It's like
as,
the end of Young Justice when you're like building for the new gods for two seasons, and then Darkseid shows up and the show gets canceled.
Right.
Like.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the Darkseid Lego set that's coming out in 2015.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I meant to tell you that. I forgot to tell you. I saw a picture of it. It was on. It was like one of those like news article on a site, and I just clicked it, and it was all the DC Lego things that are coming out. Not that I buy Legos. Overly, that not actually ever really, just like the one or two times that we've bought them together,
right?
As men do, but there's like it's Darkseid and Superman and Green Arrow and Flash or something like that, all in nice. And it all comes together. And I was like, that's cool, that's Lego Darkseid is fun, I would like to own that, So, there's a lot there. There's a lot in 2015, but I mean, it's Beer with Geeks. I think we're most excited about the geeky things than we're trying to hold back on talking about any one of them too much, but because they could be whole topics of conversation.
Absolutely. And at some point, most of them probably will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am excited to, I got a record player for Christmas.
Nice. So
I am excited to buy lots of records.
Yes.
Honestly, lots of vinyl. Yeah,
I have one too. It's a great hobby. I love it.
Yeah, I've listened to more music in the past couple of days than I have in weeks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Before we sign off, I want to read an email.
Okay.
And this is from Colette.
This ties into
what you were saying before.
Yeah.
So she goes, "Hey guys, my name is Colette and I love the show. Look forward to the new episodes. Wanted to ask you if you had seen the documentary on Netflix called I Know That Voice. It's an amazing documentary. I would highly suggest, if you have not seen it, to watch it. They have a lot of cartoon voices on there that I never would have known about if I hadn't watched the documentary. Thanks for being awesome, Colette." And she has a little smiley face with the glasses, like the sunglasses.
Oh, that's
like
exciting.
The cool guy glasses.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you, Colette. You're cool.
Thank you, Colette.
Colette likes our stuff
on Facebook.
She does.
Yeah.
She's an active member of our Facebook community.
She is.
Yeah, we're happy to have her there. Mm-hmm. And Twitter, she tweeted at us.
Oh, excellent.
Too. Yeah, Colette, thanks so much. Yeah, so Tim, you've had a chance to watch this.
Yeah, I did. I just last week or 2 weeks ago, something like that, I was on vacation. And I'm like, I'm finally going to watch this documentary. I would really like to watch this. It was really good. Most of the actors I kind of knew already because I like that stuff to begin with.
John DiMaggio.
And now I'm blank. Mark Hamill, and I'm blanking on their names. Mel Blanc and all that stuff. But the respect that they all have for Mel Blanc is unbelievable. And then from there, some guys talked about their process and like what they do. There's the guy who does the voice for Porky Pig, whose name escapes me right now.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I've heard him.
But he tells you how to do it. He's like, and then you go in this, and you raise this vowel up here. And then he stops, and he's like, and no one else can do it, which is why I have job security. It was cool documentary. I watched it in one, and it covered all.
Is it Bob Bergen?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people in there.
Yeah. I mean, you've got Kevin Conroy, Jim Cummings, Dietrich Bader, like all those guys.
Although it's funny, Kevin Conroy, this is not a slight against Kevin Conroy.
Sure.
So don't anybody take this the wrong way. He always, every time I watch an interview with him, he always tells the same story.
Yeah.
Every single
time. Which one is it?
It's the 9/11 story.
The fireman
story. He tells it every single time.
I have heard
every time.
Times, yes.
And so I'm like, it's almost like I was there at this point.
Yeah.
And I know he's got more stories, and I know why he tells a story, because it really is.
It's a good story.
It's a great story. It's a really good story. I just want to hear him. I just want to hear him speak more things.
I know.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, maybe I should stop. Maybe I should just stop listening to him talk every time I have the chance to. So, could be my own fault.
That could be.
Entering
could
be stalker territory. So, that's it. Any final thoughts?
That's it for me. Just wanted to say thank you to everyone for making 2014 a great year, and we'll make 2015 an even better year.
Absolutely.
And looking forward to many more beers with the same two geeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and if you haven't yet, check us out. We were recently on Gotham Podcast, where we talked about the 1966 Batman movie, and that was a real that was a lot of fun. So you can find that on iTunes, Gotham Podcast.
Holy crossover episode, Batman.
Exactly. So yeah, you'll check out Gotham Podcast or at Gotham Podcast on Twitter or any of that, and you'll find that episode. Thanks a lot to Hunter and Bo and Justin and those guys for having us on the show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Good time. They're always a good time.
Absolutely.
They are hoots unto themselves. And so,
we'll see you guys soon. Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.